I'm Kevin Casey. I'm a professional mixed martial arts fighter. And right now, what I'm about to do is issue a warning out to all other competitors.
I don't want overs. I just expect them to happen.
Fatty's gonna fatty you, real.
He is terrible!
We gotta know how many wieners are going down these big stones.
I'm gonna go quick, because I don't give a fuck about anything that's gonna happen on Saturday.
Hello, boys! We're back.
There we go.
He likes it. Whew. We're back for episode, I'm guessing, 433 of the MMA Analysis Podcast. No Lance this week. I think we're all better off. Probably contracted COVID. But we do got two Canadians and, you know, the Sodsman. It's all good. He's the Kentucky gentleman.
Lance is scared of the little guys. That's what it is.
He's the drive-through liquor master. He's back with us. He ain't touching nobody. Let's start with him. Wes, how you doing? How are you meandering through life these days?
Hey, man, we're hanging in there. We're trying to do about what we're supposed to. I still gotta go out and handle business, but It's slower than usual for sure. Trying to stay away from the old people, you know, don't want to take out an entire subdivision of customers or anything. So
more of the populace. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, we're hanging in there. Looking forward to watching another, one of these old cards and having a few drinks.
I knew Sean. You're still in isolation mode. Definitely out traveling less than Wes. You do show me your bandana game. That seems to be becoming a thing.
Yeah. My dad has some like legit N95 masks. He's got like 20 of them or some shit. So at some point, probably this weekend, I'll go snipe some of those. So then
those are like diamonds in these times.
Yeah, those have real currency.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard to be motivated right now. Not gonna lie.
Yes, sir.
It's hard for me to be motivated.
It's just
and I have to deal with people every day.
Yeah, that must be tough.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of have those moments, and you're just kind of that's fine.
Break.
Yeah, well, because there's no lunch period, I just kind of start drifting into the like certain hours, and I'm just
you gotta start working for that Just Eats company, Jay.
That's not happening.
Get that Just Eats Power Hour.
Oh yeah, that's right. How could I forget? That's a different kind of power eating.
That was probably highlight of the day. That was up there.
That was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, they're real smart people over there, Bradford. So this episode or the content of this episode, I think, was inspired by you. You were hoping for a WEC watch.
I got a quick question though. Is Brad on the TRT? Can we talk about this?
What's Brad doing at home?
This man is swell.
He's fucking swell. At home is just
he's getting kind of beefy over there.
I'm telling you, he's fucking dude swell.
He's like a fine gin.
No space for cardio in quarantine.
He's a beef eater, man. Beef eater.
Curls all day.
Yeah.
Beef, huh?
That's right. I got nothing. I love the WEC. It is kind of after Pride folded, MMA was a dark place for a little bit. It was,
how does that compare to now, Brad? Would that be the dark ages, or is this truly like the monolithic ages?
The dark ages were great in comparison to what's going on today. So.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about coronavirus. I'm talking about when the fights are actually happening. Man, stuff today, bullshit. But yeah, WEC was great. I was lucky to have discovered it pretty early in their TV run. So not quite the HDNet days, because it took forever for us to get HDNet up in Canada.
I had it.
Satellite, cool. Usually.
Yeah, I had to get I got a couple events towards the end of like 2007, but that was with a special cable provider. I think Shaw was the only one that had it, Sean.
Yeah.
But once they switched over, they got a deal with TSN up here, which is like our ESPN, and cards were on Sunday nights. There was a bar right around the corner from my place that did 45-cent wings. That was there on Sunday nights, and the bar did 45-cent wings on Sunday nights. So
that's a good price
to go hit up the bar and watch some excellent MMA for the most part. Once they got rid of some of the divisions we'll see tonight.
So a dozen wings for under $6 Canadian.
They did pretty decent numbers in hindsight. Like, I was looking at some of these cards. Like, WC 31 did like 630,000 on Versus.
Yeah, no, you can't look at those numbers back then, man. Yeah,
people watched a lot of MMA back then. They really
did.
That's
true. And there was less. There was also less channels back then.
There like, was
but those are bigger than the numbers that Versus did with UFC.
Oh yeah, I guess they did have some cards on Versus.
Versus or Fuel?
Oh, I guess.
Oh, they it sure? It started on
Fuel.
Yeah,
did Fuel become Versus? It was
the same channel. Yeah, they kind of
Versus became Fuel. Yeah, I remember Versus had hockey. That was like their big thing.
Yeah, they kind of switched like Spike did to like
Holy shit.
Paramount.
John Jones beat Brandon Vera on a UFC on Versus One card, and JDS knocked out Gabriel Gonzaga.
I don't think it was long lived on Versus, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who owned Versus. I don't remember. What year was that? I
think, so that first did one they was only in have 2010.
Did they only have like one slip? Didn't they switch that channel like a couple times? Rebranded it.
Was Versus a Fox channel?
I'm not sure.
How many?
Yeah.
That's the NBCSN. That's what it's turned into.
Well, then that didn't last very long because then they went to Fox later in 2010, if I remember correctly. Because the first Fox card, I think, was December of 2010.
They had a bunch.
Let's see. When was the first Fox card? Unless that was even later. Because when was the Kane versus JDS fight? I could have sworn that was 2010 on Fox. Unless it was 2011.
That was 2011. End of 2011.
So that's when the Fox partnership started. Yeah. So probably there was like a 12.
So UFC on Versus was the last one on Versus, and it was on October of 2011.
Yeah, the Fox deal ended, they got all everything went to there. So the Versus thing was probably only like a year and a half.
Yeah, it was like pretty much.
Yeah, I was short lived.
Yeah, but now you get it on ESPN Plus now.
That's fun. Yeah. I think my most annoying thing about the partnership with Fox, which or ESPN now, is the fact that for a while you had to keep switching like between the prelim and the main card. I'm just like, it's on the same platform. You're literally like, oh, this card is an ESPN Plus card, but there's like three different components of it, and you're watching on ESPN Plus, but you had to turn off that feed and turn on another ESPN Plus feed just to see the main card. It never made sense to me.
I think it was something to do with how they
were keeping
those clips together so they could
they could have broke that off after, you know. Like after the card, they could have just split however they did it. It was just what's up?
It's not always about the US. I know it's usually like that. how dare
you say that?
They have to
spend we never had that problem. Audiences.
At the most wonderful country in the world.
What did I miss? My wife came in here and she's on the wine tonight.
Oh shit.
Oh, I tell her cheers.
Is that a Malbec?
Is that a Malbec? Yeah, is it?
No, that's actually some blackberry from
that farm. Oh, that thing. Yeah, you're talking about that. Yeah. No, we were gotten the concept of Versus because we're talking about WC, and then we were trying to figure out how many UFC cards were on Versus and how long that lasted for.
On Versus? There was like
Brad. Was that only? No, that was, they, was that was versus and fuel?
And fuel, yeah. Fuel so, had more.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Fuel definitely had more because fuel was a Fox. Fuel is a Fox channel.
The yeah, first
they
did it
until they rebranded to FS1 or FS1 and FS2.
The first yeah, I was going to say versus was more of like the FX to like I don't know some other shitty Fox broadcast.
Versus was more like Speed TV. It had like some like it was more like sports centric, but it was like extreme sports. If I remember,
well, it was like Speed, and then OLN, and then
but that's what Fuel was though.
But that's what I'm saying. They rebranded that channel more than once. It was Speed and Outdoor or some shit. Yeah,
Outdoor Network. Right, right. Yeah, maybe that's what Versus. Maybe it was Outdoor Network, and then
I know it was
Versus.
I know that's
it is, yeah. And exactly. Then it was before it came versus it was Outdoor Life Network or whatever.
And then I think that ended up dwarfing into NBC Sports Network.
Yeah.
The first live UFC card I went to was on Versus, the one here.
Yeah. It was a big deal back at the time. Like the card before this one that we're going to talk about. We're talking about WEC 35, by the way, folks. But WEC 34. Was the first card on Versus to go over 1 million viewers.
And what fight card? And what fight was that, Brad?
Five.
That was Faber and Pulver.
Mm.
And then
yeah, I'll do Uriah Faber. WEC, definitely. He's the Mount Rushmore of the WEC.
People were yearning for fights back then. Like they wanted to, you know, you didn't get them every single fucking week back then.
Brad, you see that undercard? That's a ridiculous
on 34.
Yeah. Dominic Cruz fighting. Aldo fought on it. Jeff Curran, Mike Brown, Danny Castillo, and Cowboy Cerrone all fought on the undercard.
So who ran WEC? Who was the financier?
Or I don't know the money.
Well, it was Zuffa at this point.
No, before that.
Before that, it was Reed Harris and I want to say Scott Adams.
Yeah, that's it.
Scott Adams. And he had a couple fights in the UFC as well, actually. He had a like weird leg lock battle back in the UFC 20s. It was kind of a watch.
And in Sacramento is kind of their main point, right? It was kind of their mecca, right?
If I remember. California was huge with
California, they did some of the other ones in Vegas as well. Right. Once Zuffa bought them, but before Zuffa, it was all California.
That's where Joe Martinez
baby.
Comes from.
Lemur, Tachi baby.
Josh Rosenthal. He repped all
selling
of them.
Selling out the trunk.
Yeah, going out after the fights and selling them all the good medicine. The good green medicine.
Oh, man. There's some great things.
Pastor about Rosenthal, right?
Yeah.
Or Rabbi Rosenthal, I should
say. Dude, back in the day, it was wild, man. He was like the ref for every fight, the cut man. If you got cut, Rosenthal was the one that was fucking fixing your face and shit.
He did everything. Yeah. He was a yeah. Man, that's a
it was
nice
wild.
Job.
It was
they
wild.
Finally got,
man.
They finally got paid for what they deserved.
There was,
well,
there,
I'm and sorry. That's he was one of the first refs to wear like the latex gloves while he was refing because of that.
That's why.
Yeah,
he was the cut man.
That makes
he
sense.
Didn't want to have to like throw them on in the corner after he was done refing the round.
Trying to avoid any potential HIV concerns. I understand
those early WC cars, man, outdoors and at a fair and shit, man. There was more Nazi tattoos and shit on those numbers. I swear it's wild, dude.
That's what they made.
Stuff.
That's what they modeled Sons of Anarchy on, man.
Yeah,
it was good stuff. Yeah, Northern California is a different. It's a different world.
Yeah, sure.
You go down south, man.
Redlands country. We understand how things go there.
All right. Well, do we want to get into this event, or do we need a little preamble to it, Jay?
I think it would give sense to give a short preview of what we had, like what the WEC was kind of going into this and
So this is pretty soon after WEC was bought by Zuffa. I think it was only so this card took place in August 2008. I think Zuffa bought them in like December of 2016 or 2006. Sorry. Yeah. So they'd only owned them for like a year and a half at this point, and this is when they were really starting to like transition hard down to the lighter weight classes. So
poaching. The UFC was just poaching.
Yeah, the UFC was taking.
Do they ever have heavyweights, Brad?
They used to have.
It was middleweight the highest they got.
They used to have.
I don't remember that.
Super
heavyweight.
That was back early, in the day. Brad. What was that?
Oh, way back then, Mike Kyle.
What the hell is a super heavyweight?
Well, Rico fought there after he flamed out of the UFC and got fat.
Yeah. Rico Rodriguez.
LeVar Johnson was down there and shit. Like,
yep.
Oh, LeVar?
The same man. Irvin was,
James Irvin was
a champion once upon a time.
Him and LeVar fought a couple of times down there. Mike Kyle was down there just going ham on fucking people.
it was a wild place. But yeah, they had heavyweight and super heavyweight, but I think as soon as UFC bought them, they got rid of both of those. And then the fight that we're going to see, or one of the fights that we're going to see here, was the last light heavyweight title fight in WC history. So they really started to transition out of that game and focus on the lighter weight classes. So.
Yeah, Brian Stann made a pretty good name for himself over there.
What about my boy Steve Canwell?
Yeah.
He's the can man.
Odds on this card.
Oh yeah, always a good thing to look at.
Yeah,
right. I think that Faber Pulver fight was really big for WEC and ended up in them actually getting attention and getting odds and stuff like that.
Pulver was a big name around that time, man. He was,
and he made Faber the lighter weight guy.
Put him over, yeah. Yep.
Put him over. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. All right, Nishan, tell us when we should cue this up, the file, and or we can just lock it out. The time stamp I see at the top.
No, I want to listen to that sweet, sweet intro.
Yeah, it's different.
I'll just count it down 3, 2, 1, and then everybody will hit play or hit the space bar, whatever you're doing. So, WC 35, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the tribal tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I love how it starts with tattoos. Okay. Yeah.
This always...
Stereotypic.
You remember that EA MMA game?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. They made more than one of those, didn't they? Yeah. Wes, were you a player of that?
Yeah,
I played it a little bit.
Any good?
Yeah, it was all right for the time.
Yeah, because it had like Fedor and stuff like that, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the EA one did.
Yeah. Yep, Fedor and Randy. But as well, he had his like whole
baby face Condit.
Yep.
Ooh.
Three title fights on this card.
They had some fun. Yes, I mean, Jamie Varner just always madness. Like,
this is so late 2000s MMA intro right here. It's so
good. It is.
This was MMA like pretty good though, man. This was a pretty good time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Marcus Hicks, he fought in the UFC, didn't he?
I'm a boy.
He was on an undercard.
Jamie Varner barely put a boring fight out there, man. That guy was
Rhino. Rhino got knocked dead.
He was on the early WEC days. He was one of their first heavyweight champs, I believe.
He always used to talk about the KDs instead of the KOs. Yeah.
So it was a 4-fight main card?
Five-fight?
All of these WCs that are good that we were looking at were all like quick, great main cards, man.
Yeah.
The Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas, huh?
Like, even if they put the commercials back into the pacing still ends up being good.
Todd Harris.
Yep, we got the Todd.
Mir. Here we go. Why does Mir always seem like a deer in headlights? Like, you just woke up.
Because somebody might come out of nowhere and punch him, Jay.
Yeah, he's so scared.
He can't handle that shit.
I'm new and improved, Frank Mir.
Oh, shit.
How many times do we hear that over?
We don't have to deal with – this isn't a Miguel Torres fight, so we don't have to deal with the Mir love fest for that dude.
Yeah.
I feel like Condit came out of the womb.
It's got to be like his favorite fighter ever. It has to be. It's got to be Mir's, like, easily his favorite fighter ever.
Jamie Varner's first title defense.
I always liked Varner.
Just a wild man.
Yeah, he's a fun, entertaining fighter. Had a little bit of everything. Probably great at nothing, but like pretty decent at just about everything.
He almost won with like a broken ankle, didn't he?
What fight was that?
Jeremy just wants me to flex again. Yeah,
it's good to see him. But I'm telling you, Jeremy, I said earlier, we got to start asking his brand on the TRP. Like,
I don't even think you could even shave to the level of just pure skin that Steve Cantwell had. And that, I mean, my goodness, like, how is that impossible? Like, he's just oiling himself up. This is this is like a prime 80s action flick.
I don't understand how Frank Mir's cardio was so shitty at this point when his face was so skinny.
Yeah.
God, then he bulked up because of Brock, and he was like, and he was done, and he literally had like a minute and a half of cardio and was done.
Man,
so about the same.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that was such a beatdown, that second fight.
I mean, he was getting busted up pretty bad in the first one.
That's,
you know,
true. He was just able to pull some shit out of his ass, though.
Oh, that was stupid.
Brock was a freak.
Oh yeah.
I feel like Brian Bowles never was this really amounted to what he could have been.
Yeah, injuries, man. He's brittle, but yeah. He was great.
Man, DeMasio, he was fun, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, didn't Brian Bowles get caught with like some drugs and shit too?
There was something like that. Yeah,
he kind of derailed his shit. He was like done in MMA.
Was it amphetamines?
Yeah, something like that. And he never fought again, I don't believe.
I don't think so. I think he fought once in the UFC and then something happened.
That drug shit happened.
He fought four times in the UFC.
No, he fought four times.
Yeah, you might be right.
One of his fights in the UFC, he beat Paige in the same way at the same time as in this fight.
But something he looked, but Bowles looked like a shell of the fighter he used to at that point when after this happened. So he might have been getting cut anyway, if I remember correctly.
I was watching a WC not long ago with some Antonio Banuelos before he got all the tattoos and shit, and it seemed kind of weird. Now that dude's got head tattoos and all. But yeah, DeMasio Page was fun, man.
He fought. Did he fight Bellator after Page too?
I can't remember where he went. Is that probably Hackelman's only other great fighter? Did he ever really have anybody else? Maybe Glover a little bit. He trained.
Glover's a trainee of nobody. He's a trainee of the garage. Okay.
He trained with Chuck and them for quite a while. But Banuelos is about the only other guy I can think that was really halfway big out of
Hackelman.
Yeah.
The pit
elevated.
Look, he got some fucking hair going on.
So Brian Bowles got arrested for possession of meth.
I thought it was methamphetamines. I could have sworn. Yeah.
And weapons, yes.
Oh. Joe Martinez is still better than Buffer. I don't care what anybody says.
In Georgia.
Yeah, that's
I know West
down
agrees
there
me.
In Georgia, baby.
Wes, you agree with me.
What's that?
Joe Martinez better than Buffer.
Oh, by miles at this point. But Buffer's like a character of what
he's
a fucking
man.
Yeah, of what a ring announcer should be. He's like a circus, three ring circus caller.
Yeah.
Joe Martinez is like your classic fucking boxing announcer, which is what I like. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig. If,
you know, he doesn't like Buffer now when there's a big fight or something like that. He takes way too fucking long. Mm-hmm. Like, Martinez would always give it some flair, but he would get to the point and get to the fight. He knows people aren't there to see him.
Yeah, I mean, it's become to where Buffer has fighters like giving him high fives and shit because he's got status and shit, you know, like,
yeah, he's like, ah, oh, what's up, homie? Yeah, it's like, dude, I'm like, out of here. What'd you say?
Buffer makes more than probably 9% of fighters.
Yeah, that's right.
The fight, I was trying to figure out one time, like, what do you think Buffer is bringing in besides having all his expenses paid for? You think he's getting like 50 grand a card?
I'd probably more than that.
Is that high? Add that up. I mean, he fucking,
that would be over. That would be like $2 million a year.
I mean, I watched a story on him, and you know, he's the one that licensed Michael. He licensed that with his brother. Like, yeah, they're worth millions of dollars. The video game and shit they did. Like, yeah, he's a Buffer. Both of them are smart businessmen. Mainly fucking Bruce Buffer. He's the one that got his brother fucking as famous as he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael was just lucky he had the voice.
Yeah. His brother had the fucking idea and how to license it and shit.
One is way more charismatic than the other, though.
Yeah. What's the age difference between those guys?
I assume the boxing one is a little older than
them. Oh, maybe. Yeah. He's quite a bit older, I believe. He's like his... I'm pretty sure it's quite a bit.
And Bruce just wants to go out and like play poker and hang out with chicks. I'm convinced like part of the reason he does MMA certain gigs still is like, oh, it's near some sort of casino or whatever, I can go play.
Imagine the trim holy that guy's shit gotten.
That's nice.
Damasio was fun, man.
Yeah, he just go, like, these guys came in and they're swinging. Beautiful.
This was literally the peak of MMA at this lower point, weight probably, right? In terms of advertiser interest and just general.
Yeah, it was right. It was, I mean, it was still probably going up at this point. Like, these cards were doing 600,000-800,000 viewers and shit. Like, this was.
Yeah, and pay-per-views were regularly doing 1 million buys.
Yeah, this was around that time. I mean, it had a good run for quite a few years there at its peak. And then they got greedy and wanted to do 1,700 fucking cards a year, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely part of it, I'm sure. I mean, just like any other thing, it's not new anymore, and that definitely takes away some of the luster. Yeah.
Oversaturation is a big, big part of why it's gone down. That is a huge reason. I mean, like, you see
not in it as much anymore.
See how people are reacting right now? Like, I just read the other day, like, we just now passed, like, the longest we've been without a UFC card. It's been since, like, 2007 or something since we went this long without a UFC card. And that was regular back then. We didn't get cards, but, you know, once a month and shit. And look how the community is acting right now. They were literally, like, buy an island, fucking kill everybody. I don't care. Get cage fights. Like, imagine. Well,
that's how we used to feel. We used to want, like.
I mean, it would be really cool if we, like, we went back to, like, a system where.
Imagine the traffic and shit that websites used to get. Because you'd go to them every other day and see if there's fight announcements and.
Yeah, and talk about the fights that are coming up. And,
It would be pretty cool if we had, like, a six-division sport with, like, 20 or 25 guys in each division.
Bulls was gassed here, man.
Nasty.
Oh, that's in. That's over.
Oh, he was gassed. Oh, man.
It's over.
He was fucking gassed.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty awesome. He had a great guillotine, though.
Paige put himself in that position.
Filthy.
I think he was going to win that fight. Bulls
That's, dare I say, almost the Bronx level.
But that was Bulls always had a great guillotine.
He had his arm locked up, too.
WEC was the land of guillotines.
Yeah,
Between Bulls, Ben Henderson back then used to finish people.
Oh, yeah.
Faber in his prime was fucking nasty on that front choke.
Dude, he was good at his nut. He's had a good guillotine all the way through. Even at the very end, he was able to guillotine people.
But at that point, that was the only thing he had. And everybody knew. You know?
That was such a fuck up to get his hand caught in there.
Yeah.
He might have been able to get out, but for some reason he tried to lift because he thought he was going to slam him or something. I don't know why he put his arm.
I don't know why he didn't just slam him at that point.
I mean, wouldn't this sport be way cooler if we had like a 20-guy division instead of like a 60 or 70-guy division?
Right.
Five or six divisions of that, and just every fight could be top 25 dudes.
Brad rocking those Marley legs now, ain't you?
Oh, wow.
I'll have to get up and show the calf next.
Got a tattoo on there.
That was good. So Bulls was a minus 240 favorite. Did you already say that, Sean?
No, I didn't. I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Ooh, that's an ugly looking t-shirt.
So he was supposed to win this fight.
We got a Rory Markham set. Or no, that's a, what the fuck is his name? It's Rory. Ain't it Rory's?
Rory who?
The fucking guy in the back of the coach.
Rory Singer.
Yeah, Rory Singer. Hell yeah, had some UFC fights, man. Like shit.
He looks like a fucking goof.
Yep.
He is a goof.
Yeah. There is that weird, like, Georgia segment of MMA in this time period. There was just a bunch of weird dudes.
Who?
Like, you can kind of throw Forrest in there, too.
He kind of got him a little more shine at the gyms down there, though. They gave those guys some chances, you know.
Yeah.
There was one decent gym down though there.
Wherever SunSouth fought out of, and Brian Stan.
Yeah, they had a few guys there that were.
That was ATT cool. Atlanta, wasn't it?
Is that fucking?
Oh, shit. What was the like? That's what ridiculous. Straight, right?
Was that sure. Xbox? The fuck?
Xbox?
Yeah, you see a dude in the bandana and the fucking curly hair. Sorry,
I missed it.
I missed that.
Oh man.
Disappointed I missed
normally that. I would just rewind and see it, but that'll fuck it everything up.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Oh, there's my boy.
So Varner was the lightweight champ here?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah,
155, Condit was the 170 champ. Stan was a 205 champ. I'm not sure who the 185 champ was.
Can't remember. This time,
was it Jail or...
I thought Stan was the 185 champion.
No, Stan was the...
Stan's the 185 champion. Stan was 205 at the time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll look it up in a second. But I think that one might have been vacant already.
Huh. Yeah, I'm thinking...
Oh, no, it would have been...
Fihau and
Chael. It's just like Chael or Filio or something
Marcus
Fix
is
like that.
Tiny, man.
He's got a more decent vibe.
He's got a big head. Big target.
Yeah, because nobody ended up having it for the when everybody came over to the UFC because of that shit show of a fight, remember?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was weird.
Good old Paulo Filho. We were going to watch his fight. But it was too short. It was only 50. That card was only 50.
Oh, yeah. That, we were going to watch UFC or WEC 31.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was like a 53-minute video. So
it's too quick.
Not enough time for bullshitting.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Jamie Varner used to call Donald Cerrone Donald Cerrone just to piss him off?
Yeah.
I just thought he couldn't pronounce it right.
Those were the days.
I was talking with him.
Yeah.
They had some good fights, Varner and Cerrone.
All of the lightweights that were over here at this time had some good fights.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, there's what's his name? Just got dropped right there. Who's it? Fuck, what's his name? Trained with Tito and them back in the day. God damn it, what's his name?
Rob McCullough.
Yeah.
Razor.
Yeah.
Razor Rob.
Couldn't fucking remember his name.
His fight with Cerrone was nuts. I remember that one. It didn't get shown because they didn't show the prelims at the time. And it didn't get released until like the best of 2007 or whatever tape it was on. And the hype for it was just like ridiculous. Just because people kept telling stories about seeing it live and like they dropped each other like five times in the first round and all this crazy stuff.
Just a tale of the missing fight.
Yeah. He's a Rob. Yeah. But that's the time period we're talking about is back when that could actually happen.
Yeah, before there was even Facebook prelims.
Graham Hicks was 8-0 coming to this. That's like Marvin Eastman's little mini me.
That's who I was thinking that was.
It's like, yeah, I'm Marvin.
What was that?
Little Marvin.
What's that, Brett?
What was that like hick promotion in Georgia? When we were talking about Georgia MMA, I started to think about it like Wild Bill's Fight Night or whatever.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think you might be about close on that.
It's easy to confuse those with those random Midwest promotions, though.
Yeah, it's Duluth, Georgia.
Duluth,
Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Bowles fought on that card.
Of course he did.
He probably choked out some garbage, man.
That's a guy who's here again.
He subbed a guy that was 0-8.
Oh, God, Mazzagatti's still out here letting dudes get killed. Look at the size difference. Holy shit.
Hicks has a big head, that's about it.
Yeah, Marcus Hicks was like a 135-er.
Yeah, he's tiny.
This dude is a horse jockey.
He's just a little ball of muscle, though.
He's a muscled-out horse jockey. It's exactly what it is.
Man, he's got...
Oh,
this
shit.
Is the look that I'm going for, guys. I think...
a little muscled-out horse.
I think he's about the same size.
He's got a bigger head than you.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I don't need a big cranium.
Yeah.
Varner wasn't the brightest, and that made him like a really fun fighter.
Yeah, it's kind of Robbie Lawler asking that way.
Yep. No, Robbie's like he used to be dumb about what he does, but now
that's what I'm talking about. Talk about 2008's Robbie Lawler.
Oh
man, they're swanging.
Yeah, they are.
Man, this organization was awesome. Like. Everyone just came out and went for it.
We didn't have tubbies around all the time, which is great.
This is like when we were screaming back then, like, and people were like, oh, fuck those fucking small dudes fighting. Like, yeah, do they know, like, you know, 8-9 years later, like, man, those are actually the skilled fucking guys that are going to fight skillfully for 15 minutes.
Yep.
We were looking through all the WEC cards to see which one to watch, and like, there's so many cards that have like 3 out of 4 finishes and just absolute wars on there. It was hard to pick one.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's still standing. It looks like he's rocked.
Dude, he didn't even like take a step back or nothing.
Yeah, MMA.
Body shot hurt him though.
Nobody knew how to defend anything.
He's
still coming forward.
Oh my god.
Nobody defended shit
back in
the late zero.
Oh, man.
Oh, he got fucked up.
Oh, my
he
God.
Dead.
He has no idea. Mazzagatti's like,
dude,
kill
he's
him.
Like, stop
and
the fight.
Steve.
Steve was dead.
What are you doing?
He will let it's you over. Go.
He's trying why to see a dead man.
Why is Mazzagatti down on the knee?
He's just murdering this guy.
It's over. What are you doing?
Oh my god. This is one of the worst stops of all time.
Okay.
Oh my god. He was down on one knee looking up and he was getting rocked in the face.
Mazzagatti.
Oh,
he just wanted death.
Holy shit.
Boy, Varner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at Varner's eye.
That was
eye, like
an all time.
Look at Varner's eye. I mean, they were fucking throwing. How does he walk through those?
Those are really good leg kicks.
Oh.
Jeez.
Mazzagatti wanted death.
I wish Carter was in his prime when he entered the UFC.
Oh, look at those two straight rights.
Oh, those are just so clean.
Oh,
those two straight rights. How is he not out, man?
Just so clean.
This is a full package.
Look at Mazzagatti on his knee. He's like, man. I got to get like down and get a clear focus of this murder I'm watching.
He's waiting for the unconscious guy to tell him.
Yeah,
not just a left or a right. He's left, right. Oh yeah,
that replay lasted like 30
that
seconds.
That was brutal.
And he beat him the whole
that
time.
Man's chin. I don't know how he.
Oh,
that
wow.
Was insane.
That's a nice shiner.
That is up there with like Joe Warren and Pat Curran. Where Joe Warren just gets killed for like a minute and a half and the ref does nothing.
Man, that was amazing.
We could probably find about three. We could probably find about three Joe Warrens in that.
Holloway and Aldo.
General thing. It sounds like a lot of late Joe Warren fights. Joe Warren just got demolished for fucking 2 minutes, and the ref is just sitting there watching it.
I feel like Joel Warren was a cult hero for like four people, but somehow Bellator made him out to be like the everyday Bellator man.
Didn't Lance love him?
He liked him. Well, you know, he loved him.
I mean, he talked. He loved him. I would laugh when Joe Warren thought, he's like, I'm the baddest man up. I'm like, man, you're 120 pounds. You lose all the time now. He's still out there. I'm the baddest man on the planet.
It was cool. I mean, that was like a cool catchphrase. I mean, just to play along.
When he started, he was decent, man. Like, his wrestling was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, he's very good wrestler. No doubt.
Didn't do much else. You know,
I'm not sure anybody's had a harder first like two or three fights to their career than Joe Warren.
Yeah, they threw him right in, didn't they?
Baby Dick Shaw.
He started out against like Kid Yamamoto, Bibiano.
Because he was like he was a huge name in wrestling, man. And he got thrown like big time matchups right out the gate because he had that name.
So I think Shop fought in the UFC. So. I don't think he had any fights in the
He was 4-0 when he went into the Ultimate Fighter House.
Oh really? Yeah. Huh. Or was that Mitrione who never fought before?
Yeah, I think it was Mitrione.
Somebody never fought before until the UFC.
Good old
I think it was Mitrione.
Good old Meathead on fucking.
So Joe Warren's first three fights in his career are Chase Beebe, who was a former WEC champ
at the time,
Kid Yamamoto, and then Bibiano Fernandez.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but does that compare to Mitrione's, Marcus Jones, Kimbo Slice, and Joey Beltran?
Those are the gutter.
Kimbo Slice better than anybody Warren fought in his entire life.
Fuck.
Oh, man. That is like not even comparable.
I guess Lesnar too, but
oh yeah, shit, Lesnar's Brock Lesnar. Carlo Prather. Oh shit!
Oh, we get a
fucking. Oh, we get a prelim.
Brock Larson.
Brock Larson and Carlo Prather. Man, we're going way back.
Brock Larson.
Yep. I like both these guys. Fought in the UFC and were decent.
He's a good coach. Brock Larson's a good coach now, man. He's supposed to have a decent gym now.
Really? Oh, he fought for Legacy?
Yeah.
Where the heck is his gym?
He's got a couple guys in the UFC.
Who? You know?
I'm not positive, but I've seen him corner a couple guys in the UFC. I want to say his gym would be like Minnesota or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Nick Lenz.
I think he's up there with like Greg Nelson and those guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, with Brock. Other Brock.
Yeah, he's got his own gym now. I know he corners some guys that have been in the UFC.
Brock could look kind of like an uglier TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah, he had a ton of fights.
Yeah.
Damn, Carlo Prather's only 26 here.
Oh, he's coaching our friend Anthony Rocco Martin.
Rocco.
Yeah.
Tony.
Tony.
I remember when he fought
Look at fucking Eves in the corner of Prather.
When he fought what's his name? Little Madoff.
Fighting out of Brasilia, Brazil? Dude, you're fighting out of Texas.
Yep.
No. CDF is another guy like that.
But I think he says he's fighting out of Texas, doesn't he?
CDF does, yeah.
He's Minnesota. Yeah. That's where he's from.
Brainerd?
And he's 24-2 here, man.
That's just ridiculous.
He ended up with like 40.
Got a loaded MMA record.
He's like 40-10 in his career or something like
that. Yeah, he was a tough out, man. He was a decent guy.
He ended up 42-10.
Well.
Wow.
You know, he came up in the
50 career fights, huh?
Yep. Came up in the Midwest, so you're bound to pad your record.
Yeah. You don't get to make it to
the wasn't he a D1 wrestler?
He had to be. I think he was.
I think he was a good one.
Carlo Prater's still fighting. He fought in July of last year.
What? How old is he?
He's only 26 here.
That means he's like 37, he's 30. He's
38 now.
Where was he fighting in 2019?
What the fuck is King of the Ring MMA?
Is he still fighting?
I'm into it. King of the Ring? Who doesn't love King of the Ring? Brad does.
Where the fuck is King of the Ring MMA?
Ooh.
Combat shorts? All right.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's in Brazil. That's where he's from. Oh, just a straight down the
pipe. God damn. Brock Larson just killed a man. Brock
Larson just murdered.
My God. More like Lesnar.
Wow, he's dead. I wasn't expecting
that. That was not his style.
He is out cold.
He's out cold.
Absolutely not his style. He ain't moving. No wonder they had time to show it.
Wow. That's something.
I'm looking at Matt Brown that he went over and hugged.
That's what I thought it was. Was it?
Ooh.
That's just straight down the pipe. What is fucking Prater doing?
That's the Johnny Hendricks special right there.
Dreaming of King of the Ring down in Brazil.
It was just a straight left.
Ooh. Is that fucking fuckface again? Dude took like three straight shots. He was already out.
Yeah,
Mazzagatti was the ref.
He
wants blood.
You know, the one thing you can say for him is he's consistent.
Yeah. Consistently late.
Right. I don't think we've ever seen him like fuck up and stop a fight early. You know, he's never done that. At least he's never done that for sure.
Yeah. Guys probably like for him to ref their fights. So they didn't worry if you could take it. You could keep going because he won't stop until you're completely out.
He's the type who shows up to a party late. That's true.
Yeah. 37-second knockout.
Everyone else is gone.
The Todd.
Did he do American Gladiators at one point?
The newer, I think he might have did the newer one.
The new one.
Like when they redid it, yeah.
What was your favorite Gladiator event?
Gina Carano.
the actual events.
Man, it's breakthrough hard to and conquer. Remember them.
That was before my time. When was that?
The one with the Powerball? With the gun. The one with the gun where they shot at him.
Assault.
That was a good one.
What station did you play that shit on? Because I did catch that sometimes on.
We had it on like USA, channel. I think, for a while.
It was so long ago. I watched the
probably Rick syndicated, so probably it could have been on. It wasn't on a set channel. It was whoever in your local market accessed it. Because I remember used to watch it.
It was on regular television way back.
Yeah, I think for me it was on like the local Fox affiliate. I'm going to say it was on like Saturdays at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. I don't know.
I remember watching that like and. In the evening, like my parents and shit, my mom.
I'm telling you, I think it was syndicated. So how syndication works is that a local channel will get in each market will buy the rights to like that show, and then they could basically air it when they want. It wasn't consistently on at the same time every week.
I'm pretty sure it was like prime time for us when we watched it, like on the weekend. Though I think like Sunday night or Saturday night, something like that. It was big.
USA Network was the first network to air.
Definitely USA had it.
Yeah.
Spike had it for a bit.
Don't remember that.
ESPN added it to its classic lineup.
They used to have the classics with Malibu. Malibu is the best gladiator.
Yeah.
Was that the original one, Sean?
That's the old one from 1989.
It might have been USA that we watched it on.
There's just some cool events. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, the rings and shit. They had to go
out. The rings, the joust. I love Powerball. Like, you're just trying to talk those things.
Yeah.
The wall. I mean, no one cared about the rock climbing, but whatever.
Mr. Brian Stan.
Stan was fun, man.
Yeah. His fight with Vanderlei is still an all-timer.
Yeah, that's still peak.
I would watch that tomorrow.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was awesome. That was a way better fight than even I thought it could potentially be. I was like, what was this? It was – oh, man. That was war. Yeah, that was something.
Oh, shit.
That was Stan's last fight, right?
Set the mood, yeah. Baby.
Relocating.
Yeah, and man, it's, remember when he was a commentator? He was good.
Stan?
He was probably the best commentator out there. Like, him and Anik were, like, really fucking good together, man. Yeah. They were great.
I think in everything in Stan's career, he ended up getting out at the exact right time when it came to MMA.
Yep, yeah. Probably.
Definitely fighting. That guy was smart as hell about ending his fighting career when he did.
Then hopefully yep. made some cash doing some commentary and then said, fuck that, I'm chilling.
Living American yeah, or right. something like that? Was that his name?
Stan went and started doing like an regional football broadcast and shit for Fox. Like,
yeah, he was doing college games or something. Games for, I don't know, for Fox. The greatest living American? Is that what? That's what it's an Anna called.
All American.
The All American Brian or the greatest Stan. Living American?
All American. Who do you call the greatest living American right now, Jay?
Definitely not Dr. Burks. You should hear me cursing every day about her. Ugh.
It's the chestnut.
Wes, man. I know your greatest living American. Looks like he's training for some contests for contests.
Yeah, they are. They're having some crazy shit going down.
Oh, that's gonna be really tough to score.
He's the kind of inventive stuff that you like to see in these times. Like nobody's getting hurt by doing that. It's good wholesome fun to have.
Our boy Joey literally in his off season ate 32 Big Macs just to see if he could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Was there ever a doubt, man?
He made a video.
Was there ever a doubt?
I mean, he bought him.
I mean, I think he could have done at least 43, 44.
Then he got at the end, like had like 10 left, and he was like, man, this is too much lettuce. So he took the lettuce off, put it on a plate, and then like he was like, I mean, look, no money on the line. No money on the line. The man finished every piece of lettuce on that plate. You know what I'm saying? True fucking champion. In and out of competition.
So could you there?
He's so much better than anybody else at his craft. It's very, I don't know. It's just special. It's special.
I'll always remember them like fucking not thinking he was still true champ shit a couple years ago. We're all made about as much money as he could.
When he had a broken heart and lost to Stoney, was a tragic day. It really was.
Oh, but it set the stage. His wife leaving. Mm-hmm. The whole downfall of, you know, the greatest living American ever, and we're getting.
I wish the feud with him and the Japanese guy lasted a little longer, though. It was a good thing.
That was probably one of the only guys on the planet that could, you know, be he close
ran
to
away.
Him.
Man, he just ran away.
Yeah.
He did
they
a
did run away. He just he's like, no, you know what? You're better. You do.
They did an article on him.
He kind of did a Ronda, though. A tail between the legs and then ran away.
It was like ESPN or somebody. Somebody went and finally sat down with him and talked to him and shit. He's
did a 30 for 30 on it.
Yeah, he's out there, man.
I mean, how could
you're a hot dog?
Yeah, you're eating.
You're a hot dog eater, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're eating like 60 pounds of ravioli and shit. Like, shut the fuck up. You know,
Wes, if you're willing to do that to yourself, you can't be normal to begin with, though. Let's be
Joey's
not normal. There's nothing normal about that activity. I mean, it can't be good for your health. You're not long for this earth. You know.
Yeah, I mean it. You still might be like some of these dudes be like 150 pounds, but their heart's probably got like 97% blockage.
Yeah, how much sodium in your body? I mean, Christ almighty.
Man, this is when light heavyweight was pretty decent, right?
They don't look like light heavyweights, though.
They're not. They're both middleweights.
Yeah. He's staying weighed like 201 for this fight or something like that.
I like the look of that felt, though. Nice. Good amount of advertisers.
That's a small cage, though, eh?
The blue cage? The blue cage was great.
Yeah.
It's a small cage. What is that? Is that the 25-foot cage? I think?
And yeah, definitely not a big cage.
They got it for the smaller UFC cards. Yep.
I thought WC only used.
Oh, shit, these guys are throwing.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. This is a Brian Stan fight, man. This
fucking Dana just threw, like, knockout bonuses under the table after they bought WC?
Did Dana ever show up to WC, or he's like, nah, I'm good?
I'm sure he was there for the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the ones in Vegas. Why wouldn't he be there? He's got nothing better to do.
Yeah, this one's in Vegas, so.
Brian's
6-0
and a champ.
Yep. It's weird that, like, before coming into MMA, Brian Stan and Tim Kennedy did the same thing, but I couldn't have more different opinions of those two dudes.
That's because they're like two different people.
Did they do the same thing though? I thought Kennedy was higher level in the army.
Kennedy,
Stan was a Marine, so
Stan, he was.
Kennedy was like the highest level of army.
Yeah, but I think Stan was like a sergeant, cat, something like that. He ran a platoon and shit. He was pretty high.
Not Kennedy's level. I mean, Kennedy is like the highest, the highest.
He was more of a higher tier of, if you want to say, a soldier. Like, he was almost like Navy SEAL type. He was a legit killer. Like, he was sniping motherfuckers and
Jesus.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I think Stan was more of like, he was a more try to get things built back up to where Tim Kennedy was the guy that came in and killed them all and tore it all down. And Stan's troops came in and tried to, like,
piece it all together.
When the dust settled,
they had different purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's big different sections of military.
Yeah.
Maybe for you guys. For us, we don't have any part that goes in and takes shit out.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's very true.
We have no way of stopping them coming in besides calling us. We get it.
We've got some defense. Let's talk about 1812, Jerry. Let's talk about 1812.
You can tell the
way back.
Stan and Kennedy by their thought process on things. Like Kennedy, Kennedy's a ruthless dude. I mean, Stan has like some level of compassion in his.
Let's take military out of it. One dude is an info warrior's crazy fuck, and the other dude is a Fox fucking college football commentator that speaks with intelligence. Like, there's a big difference in the man too. Besides the military shit.
Yeah, it's like one of those like backyard parties and you're talking to Stan. Everyone like wants to like hang out with Stan and like Jesus. There's like those three dudes that want to hear Kennedy's story.
Yep. They want to hear him talking about you.
Luckily he was out there for a second.
Yeah, he woke him back up.
Like, I can't picture like Stan getting in a bar fight ever. I can picture Kennedy just like getting pissed at anybody.
I can picture
actual motive and killer instinct.
Tim Kennedy's the kind of guy that bumps into you on purpose to start a fight. Brian Stan's the guy that's probably trying to break the shit up, like, let's chill the fuck out.
I had an opportunity to meet Cody Garbrandt one time. Like, he was doing like a, I think he wrote a there was some sort of like motivational thing. I remember he had that deal with that little kid.
He stood him right up. That was nasty.
You got
motivational quotes from Cody Garbrandt.
I didn't do anything. Remember Garbrandt had like some sort of like relationship, like with like he was helping out like a little kid. Like,
he had him in the ring or in the cage when he met 3-1. Yeah,
that was right around that. That was around the thing, and he's gonna talk about it. I'm like, dude, I ain't meeting Garbrandt. He is such a little prick. Really, like I understand he's like doing this nice thing with this little kid, but like that's like the only like nice thing he's like ever done in his like entire life.
Hanging with the boys.
Yeah, and when that guy talks, you can tell he is the dumbest meathead that you could ever fucking meet. Like, he sounds fucking stupid.
It's still stunning to me that he was champion. That was probably the most surprising champion that I can remember. Like, since the Strike Force merger.
I don't think Bill it was Shaw like
Burrell was pretty big.
Yeah, I don't think it was like really.
Bill Shaw cheated one, and two, he proved himself after that.
Everybody
fight.
Cheats. Who cares?
I don't think it was like shocking or anything that Galbraith won, because I think a lot of people think Galbraith was like super talented. Like, his skills were unbelievable.
I know, we didn't think he was going to.
Of any modern champion.
Yeah. What now?
He had the worst chin of any modern
champion. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, he's supremely fucking skilled, man. Chin.
His fucking defense is terrible.
Not just his chin, that in his fight IQ, because he went in there and would do the same exact thing.
Angry.
Get caught. As soon as he got tapped with a small shot, he'd start fucking wailing and get fucking caught every time. Like, you can disguise, like, a kind of suspect chin. You know, you can disguise that with some skill and, like, not doing the same dumb shit over and over.
Yep. Yeah.
That guy's
not getting hit, and it doesn't matter how good your chin is.
His hands in wrestling were fucking top-notch, man. They his were
was pretty good at one point.
Yeah.
He actually tried. His movement was – remember the Dillish – like, the, I guess it was the
what he did to Dom.
The Cruz fight.
Yeah.
That was, like, the greatest one-night-only performance for an MMA fighter.
That was pretty awesome.
You can't watch Cody in that fight.
Clowned him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you watch him in that fight, and you can see all the skills to be a champion. Like, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Dom Cruz so
lit. God damn, that's brutal.
7 minutes in, and the guys are.
Is that Cain Velasquez
throwing as much?
Hey, look, that's Cain Velasquez
in the back. Yep.
Is that Cain?
NJDS on the right?
Who's that next to him?
I don't know. The guy to the right looks like he's seen a ghost.
Oh, that guy in the white shirt?
Yeah, he's not. He's seen a ghost.
Wasn't that JDS on the right side?
No way. Mm-hmm. The ghost.
Are you sure?
Think so. Too early, Brad.
It might be.
Not 2012.
I bet if you look it up around this time, would have been JDS and Kane on Fox, right?
That's the very first one. It might have been.
That was 2011.
Oh, right. Yeah, I said
that. Oh! Damn, he stopped that.
So this guy is so rich on his feet, though. Like, he doesn't, like, he's...
Campbell wasn't horrible, man. That guy was a decent fighter.
He's no movement.
He just sort of, once he came to the UFC after this, he never panned out.
Yeah.
He snapped that one dude's arm. And then
that was nasty.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what happened to him after that.
He lost.
Oh, my God.
Five straight fights.
Oh, man, to the body.
Why'd he back out of there? Why'd he back out of there, though? Like, look, Stan looks hurt. Stan's face looks like he's fucking hurt. Oh. Like, something's. My God. Oh, shit.
I say we have this size cage just for all UFCs.
My God, dude.
Oh.
But he's still defending himself.
Stan is, like, leaning into some knees, though, man. Like, he's really lucky.
He's trying, man. Ooh, we just threw
him. Look at that.
Stan looks toasted, man.
Yeah.
He's in big trouble.
There's a minute left. I don't think he's making it, but
he's just throwing everything at him, like upward elbows.
Oh, there's
Come on.
Wow.
They must have told the refs on these shows, like, just wait a bit.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah, a couple
extra.
Is that Cantwell's biggest win of his career?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this was a rematch because Stan knocked him out. Like, what, a year and a half before this? In 41 seconds.
No, that was this one. Oh, no. Yeah, and then they fought a third time.
Stan just gassed? I don't even know what happened there.
Well, he took a shitload of punishment, too.
Yeah,
he's that shot where he fell face first. He didn't take a shot there. Literally, he just collapsed.
Yeah, because he got the shit beat out of him for the last 3 minutes before that.
Smacked up pretty good there. Fuck, just no commercials, eh?
Man, this is just so right West Coast.
Yeah, we should fuck just have that size of cage for all UFC. There'd be so many more
finishes. Like, this is
look at Stan's ear.
Obviously,
oh my God, God,
that's
damn.
Nasty. It's just the 1 year, too, eh?
Yeah. New champion. But yeah, 25. Oh, Stan puts
so
it on.
So after this fight. Right?
Nice belt.
Just top-notch guy.
Brian Stan's like a real-life Captain America.
That dude, like, probably, you know, one of the dudes I respected the most came through MMA. Yeah, absolutely, man. Look, his nose is fucking twisted, dude.
It kind of looked like that. Oh, yeah. Though.
Oh, that thing's caved in.
No, it's changing colors right now.
Yeah, it's like turning blue and shit. God damn. Look at that knee.
It looks like it was glued on and it's melting off.
Oh, that was flush.
Yeah, that was the knee that Brad was talking about. The straight.
No, CJ, that's why he went down face first, because he just got clocked in the head.
It was just a delayed reaction, though.
Yeah, that sometimes happens when you hit there.
Man, that nose just doesn't even look right. It's got something growing on top of it and shit. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
he looks like he's got a black breathe strip on or some shit. Like,
what happened after this fight? Who did Cantwell fight after this?
He went over to the UFC and broke Razak Al-Hassan's arm.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then he lost to Luis Kane. He lost to Brian Stan. He lost to Ciryl Diabate.
He lost to Dalsim? Oh, man.
And then Mike Massenzio and Ricky Fukuda. So
he lost 5 times in a row?
He lost to a lot of bad fighters.
Yeah.
Woof.
Isn't that crazy?
Maybe.
Watching this fight like this, that's crazy.
Absolutely.
In last champ in WEC, breaks a guy's arm in his first fight in UFC. You're like, holy fuck, maybe this guy is something. Loses 5 straight to just
I thought he was after watching this fight.
Yeah, man.
It happens. It happens. It's sports wild.
All right, quick piss break time for the main event.
Oh, no, we got another prelim, baby. Yeah. Look at Micah Miller.
We got Crispy.
We got a fucking – didn't he, like, lock his girl up or something and do some more crazy shit? Yeah, Grisby's like
something wild. I forgot what he
Grisby's
did.
Grisby's like a woman beater or some shit. Yeah, like a bad one. He did some crazy shit.
Yeah, like very protective or something.
I think Micah Miller might be one too. I think both of these dudes might be some.
Yeah, Grisby got arrested for domestic violence in 2014. Mm-hmm.
He abused his pets too.
Oh, they found a marijuana farm, numerous guns, ammunition unsecured, feet away from the couple's 1-year-old child.
Oh, my God.
And Grisby had no
–
he didn't have the proper license for the guns.
For all either. The fucking guns.
Oh, no, I guess he did. But, yeah, so that's
– Look up Miller, because I'm pretty sure that he's been in some shit, too.
Let's see what Micah Miller –
Oh, let Brad back in, Sean.
Oh, shit, did he bounce out?
Yeah.
Popped him out.
Nah, he pops in and out every once in a while.
Very nice of you.
There he is.
That's the first time
Brad
tonight.
A different room in every.
No, this is the same room.
Grisby is 19 here. Micah Miller, 21.
40 years old.
What did Micah Miller do? Because I know he's been in a bunch of shit too.
I don't know if it's.
No wiki page?
There's so many Micah Millers out there with some arrests. I don't know.
Might not. It might not have been. I know he's been in some shit too, though.
No, it doesn't say anything on his Wikipedia, so
yeah, I was just,
couldn't have been that bad.
Googling arrest.
It must have just been some petty shit or something. Wasn't he on a tough? Wasn't Micah Miller?
Micah?
I don't think Micah was.
He wasn't.
Did he ever make it over to the UFC? I don't think so.
Did that guy ever grow a hair on his body?
I could have sworn he was on a tough.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the UFC. He fought recently in tight. Oh, not recently.
Oh,
last time
he fought in the first episode of season 14.
Oh,
there you
did.
Go.
Ah,
lost his.
Lost
he
his
lost
Siler.
His Scuba Steve Siler.
I swear I could have swore he was on.
Wow, who is that kid? Oh man, that was something. West Coast.
There was so much hype behind Grisby at this point.
Was he?
Did he get a title fight at one point? In WEC?
He was supposed to.
He was supposed to fight
all. No,
yeah, man, he was
supposed to.
19 here. Oh, he made it to the UFC too, didn't he?
Who,
oh yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a title challenger.
Yeah, I thought he was right up there, and then they he had all that shit happen.
No, yep. He was supposed to fight Aldo, but he
yeah didn't he got injured.
That's correct.
Or Aldo got injured, I think.
Yeah, and then he just like decided to fight somebody else, and then he got
and got torched.
He fought Poirier instead, I think.
Yep. Yeah, and he broke his jaw.
He got torched. Yep.
And then he got torched by George Roop.
And yeah, and that was
I remember the Roop fight.
Yeah, that's right. The Roop
was
fight.
Was Roop a WEC fighter too?
Yep.
Yep. Roop had
all kinds of people.
One of the forgotten like surprise knockouts, looking back on it now, is Roop head kick KOing Zombie.
Yeah, ooh. That was wild, Brad.
Oh yeah, that was.
Oh yeah. Wow.
That was ridiculous. That
we was wow. looking at one we was looking to watching one of those cars where Roop won that.
Mike is
Wait, what'd you say? Are you sure?
Bro, you just got face.
Oh, that can't be right. You're
somebody get him a mirror so he can figure it out.
Oh my god, he did a split.
Damn.
Oh.
Oh, that was a nice bounce up.
Look, he's got Herb's fucking ankle. Look, he grabs Herb's ankle. I don't like
woof.
Watch. He's got Herb's ankle.
I'm watching.
Bro, you were done.
Oh, wow. That was clean.
Yeah, you were out.
He's got his foot on Herb's thigh.
Jesus. The way he fell was fucking hilarious. So.
It was that awesome, like, pass-out bounce-up thing that happens sometimes?
He looks like he's trying to ride a Sibian.
Yeah, Grisby could have been the truth, man. He had the look. He had he was young.
Yep.
Could do a little bit of everything. I don't know what happened.
Poirier broke
lady and had guns. And
Dana saw dollar signs with this kid, too. This is like the type of kid they want.
Yeah, that's a good nickname.
That's a look of a someone who knows their shit's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of 19-year-old guys with those skills, man.
No, not anymore.
I still feel like the hype on him was justified.
You can watch that shit just right there and just. Yep. 19 years old, guys don't have that.
Well, after this, geez, like he guillotined Jens Pulver and LC Davis in back-to-back fights.
Damn.
At that age.
Geez. And he was training at ATT.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just another tale of a guy with all the skills that if your fucking shit ain't straight. Yeah, if your shit ain't straight, it doesn't matter.
Too, and it kind of slowed him down. I thought there was something.
Yeah, athletes got it. That takes a tough mind to deal with that kind of shit, man. You know, some guys can't.
No. So he got locked up for 5.5 years.
No shit.
Whoa, really? Damn, I didn't know that. For the domestic violence shit?
So he got arrested for domestic violence. They let him out on bail, and then he beat his wife again.
Oh my god!
Just
how long is he still in the can?
So he was convicted in 2017.
Oh yeah, he's still in there then.
Yeah,
maybe he got the corona.
Watching a 19-year-old dude doing shit like this, and this guy's in prison right now.
He was convicted on 25 of 29 charges.
Yeah.
Jesus, 29.
He's got some more coming. Supposedly several charges such as witness intimidation and witness tampering related to behavior while incarcerated and awaiting trial were added.
That's where he's probably calling fucking their friends or family members, telling them if they say anything, I'm gonna have somebody fuck you up.
To do some shit.
Yep.
Shake some people down.
Watch, he comes out, cleans up his life, gets back to MMA, becomes champion, and there's a movie about it in 10 years.
He's 31, man. He should be keeping fresh.
This is
MMA. Train, man.
Train all day.
Oof.
He's going to come out like Wesley Snipes and Undisputed.
I mean, what better training than butt naked and soapy in a shower?
That's where you learn takedown defense.
If you can dodge a soapy, if you can dodge a soapy fucking hard off, you can knock guys out of the cage. Oh my god!
All right,
it's some condit, some natural born killer.
Men struggles, yeah.
This Miura guy actually had like a pretty decent boxing career.
Oh yeah,
boxing.
Yeah.
Condit was one of my favorite fighters back here.
Why'd they even decide to get this fight?
Crazy, because people still think of Condit as such like an action fighter, but him now, or like in recent fights compared to him back then, is night and day.
Not even the same guy.
He was wild. Washed.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help the
action. Well, the sport passed him by because his defensive holes became even more apparent. Everyone had learned how to expose them. There was no getting around it.
Yeah, I'm kind of more on that side. I'm not sure if like Conant's like more washed than he just never really like evolved his game to like now guys are so good at exposing what you're really bad at and shit. Conant can just get – he never had great takedown defense, but like now guys just literally boom, they're on him, beating the shit out of him on the ground.
He would embrace not having good, like rather than improve his takedown defense, he would embrace not having good takedown defense.
Look where he's coming out.
He's going to his back and trying to get subs, right?
Yep.
Which is what made him so fun.
Did he just come out of the fucking concession stand?
Yes!
He just came through two double doors.
Oh, that is amazing. Why did that
happen? Coming out of Fuck You Okay Japan, too.
This is at, like, the Hard Rock, so it's probably just in one of the little ballrooms.
Yeah. Right, but, like, I don't remember seeing that. The other fighters, didn't they come out of a, like...
This is the special. Well, we didn't even see the entrances.
Look at that bull. Oh, my God. I thought Brian Bulls fought earlier.
That is deadly. That is the pure bull cut.
First in submissions. Oh,
that's a Corona cut if I've ever seen one.
Oh, Wesley, you got
Man, his girl did him dirty. Yeah, boy, you look good. I shaved you up nice. Don't worry about it. Fuck.
Oh man.
Let's see if comes out of the Dippin' Dots.
What the fuck is that music?
Oh, they probably had to dub it.
Spread the word for us, man.
Oh, he's coming out of there too. Hailing from.
It looks so weird when they're not with their.
Hailing from the Hebrew Nation truck.
Condit was just ridiculous back here, man. This guy was fucking awesome.
This is when he used to fight with or train with Fit NHB or whatever instead of Jackson, right?
Oh yeah,
it was still right around here, I think, wasn't it?
He started with the other Arizona camp.
Who wrote these like bio like of what these fighters are good at? It looks like someone who watched the sport for 7 days.
Can finish any position.
Composed. Excellent conditioning.
Just boom. That's what I want to watch. Composure.
Composure.
Oh, man. Yeah, he came in with a 7-fight winning streak here. Oh, I don't know if we talked about it, but Cantwell won.
At this point in time, people were talking about him as like top 10.
What'd you say, Sean?
In the last fight, Cantwell won as a +290 favorite. or underdog, sorry, +290 underdog.
Well, I mean, I figured he'd be pretty big.
The fight we saw, not the last fight of his career, the last fight.
No, yeah, the one against Stan that we just
right. watched. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
24-year-old Condit. Jeez.
Mora doesn't look a day over, you know, there's no way he's 26.
Yeah, he doesn't look a day over 37.
Yeah.
Miura looks like he's been doing professional wrestling in Japan for 20 years at least.
Yeah, straight up.
JPW regular.
He's just getting chopped.
Oh, we got some Rosenthal bitch with some hair. All these dudes trying to hang out of their hair 10 years
ago. Those latex gloves on, baby. Glove up.
Look, Rosenthal, like, I'm going to get so fucking high after this motherfucker.
Get this shit over with.
I got elbows to sell out the trunk. Let's get this shit over with.
Wes, you would have parted with Rosenthal and you're done.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I'll watch it go fucking after fucking L'Amour, go back, watch some fucking.
I don't think you're any doubt. Perhaps would have been more fun hangs than the fighters.
Herb and him blazing.
I don't want to be caught dead with some of those fighters, though. Some of them are real peaceful. Yeah. You're going to end up in jail or doing something like, or kicked out of something.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, they were just fucking crazy fucks.
Yeah.
His floor was filled with crazy motherfuckers.
Crazy fucks and thugs.
They didn't have to temper their shit because they'd get caught on Twitter and shit like that.
Yeah, different time, man. Yeah, they're all like raged. Yeah. Who's that guy with the mask behind? What is that?
Yeah, this is that. He's still at Fit. That's the coach, that cat behind him.
The guy and his wife.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that
they
is...
Still,
they had a bunch of guys, think? Man. Hell, they had fucking Joe Riggs and
Jeff some Lowe? Other guys.
So, yeah, this
yeah,
is
he
this
was like,
his last fight in WC before he came over to the UFC. He was on a 7-fight win streak, too.
No one over
and
there
now you'll see there. Why there was so much hype behind him when he came in.
Wow, there was WC touching him.
Yeah, 170 was kind of rough in WC. They did this for every fight.
It made Rosenthal look like he's about 5'4".
Yeah, it looks like it.
If I remember, this is excellent. I think I might have to plug back in because my old ass laptop sucks.
Uh oh. Starting the first round in the main event.
This is a doozy.
Brad, did you know anything about this Myura guy at the time?
At the time, I did like a little bit of research into him, but the only thing I remember at this point is that he was a boxer.
What were his odds, Sean?
Condit was a -700 favorite.
Woo, shit.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, he fought like Mayhem Miller and some guys before this.
Yeah,
he fought in Dream.
They had some decent wins.
Ooh.
Where did he come from? Dream?
No, he came from...
Dream wasn't around at this point.
No, yeah, that wasn't even a thing.
Really?
It was
really?
Like Pancrase, Deep, Hero...
All the Japanese orgs, they're top orgs.
Those are the dares.
But yeah, he fought
they just completely gave up on the sport. None of them are any good. That is a big problem. There's no one for them to root for.
Yeah, Japanese MMA as a whole went way down.
Their fighters they have no one to root for anymore. There's no homegrown.
I mean, they have some decent guys here and there. They got some really good. They got some really good kickboxers now, though. Like some top of the food chain kickboxers. But
Miura lost to our.
I think part of the reason that Condit's so fun. Oh, sorry, Sean.
I was just saying he lost to UFC. That was a wicked throw.
Judo. Remember, good at judo.
Good old Daichi Abe. He lost to him.
Oh, Abe!
No, this Miura guy. He lost to Abe in 2017.
A nicely executed judo throw is one of my favorite things to watch in, yeah, in MMA.
Seeing guys go awesome flying, man.
Judo with Ronda.
Yeah.
If it can't be Prime Rampage Slam, then judo is definitely the next,
oh, the next that was best a thing. Sick trip.
And then leg kick on the way up. Nice.
Look, Condon hasn't shown this much aggression in like 5 years.
He's taken down every 3 seconds. He's taken down every 3 seconds in this fight.
How sad was that fight going to be for him versus what's his nuts, the guy who beat CM Punk?
Oh, man. Yeah, he was
gonna, him and Mickey Gall were supposed to fight.
I know, and he was gonna lose to Mickey Gall.
I know, that was gonna be so sad.
Yeah, he was.
Mickey Gall was probably gonna sub Carlos Condit, and it was gonna be a very, very sad time.
This version of Condit would annihilate that dude.
Yep.
Is Condit retired 100%. Or no?
No, that no, was, he that had was a fight that was scheduled yeah for like a month ago.
Yeah.
And against then I who?
Forget, somebody got hurt.
Mickey Gall.
Oh, that was a goal? I thought that was from. I thought that was sometime last year. I didn't know.
No, that was a scheduled fight. That was
rescheduled.
Yeah, he was supposed to fight Carlos Condit in December.
I mean, UFC has no excuse to fights moving forward. Everybody should be revved and ready to go.
Bunch of Condit balls. Got injured, though. So Condit pulled out, which is a good thing. Man, Japanese guys.
I think part of the reason he's as fun as he is, and also like as bad at wrestling as he is because he came up in Japan as well.
Maybe.
He's just like not as important over there.
It's like zero.
Guys are more
there's no importance whatsoever because they think they can just reverse or sub you or fucking do
well, there's not as many dominant wrestlers there for
yeah
sure.
The wrestling isn't there, that's yeah why.
I know a guy named Gomi that could fucking slang off your takedown and start dropping bombs on your head, though. They had a few of those guys.
Yeah, before he was ever a knockout artist, he was like all wrestling.
Yeah,
Gomi may have been more washed at the end as any fighter I've ever seen.
But Gomi in his prime is one of the best lightweight fighters that I've ever seen in my life. Any of them. In his prime.
Yep.
That dude was fucking awesome. He was so good.
Oh, Bandura's fucking smashing right back after getting dropped. Yeah, Japanese guys can take it for the most part. That is
I can't remember seeing too many Japanese guys that like tap to get out, like in a sub or getting the shit beat out of them. They literally had to have the ref stop that shit.
Yeah, they don't give up.
Which isn't smart all the time, but no, you got to respect it, you know.
Yeah, that was a good back and forth round.
Mira won the round, though.
Oh, no. Mira got dropped.
He won the round.
He got dropped, too.
He got dropped. Condit didn't get dropped, did he?
Oh, that was that left hook that knocked Edwards.
He got dropped by every takedown in the top. If you want to call that. Oh, that one.
That was a slip, I think.
Yeah.
It didn't look great, though.
It's weird to see Condit on top.
Yeah,
When he does get top position, he's nasty though. He drops those elbows. Nice.
Yeah, he got those elbows.
That was like him versus Rory in the third.
Goes for subs like right away.
Yeah, I mean he literally took out Rory in a round, just destroying.
I wonder if Dwight learned the elbows from Condit.
Oh shit!
Ooh, that's a nasty kick.
Yeah, Condit in that Rory fight on top might have.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's one of his finest moments. I mean,
after getting fucking beat for the first two
rounds. Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's a good turnaround. Like, that was nasty, man.
Yep.
Still gonna always think what could have been about Rory, though. I don't think that guy reached what he could have.
No, didn't.
What he ever could have been.
He had. A rough path.
Well, he could have had Lawler beat.
That and
but even like all the damage that he took in that Condit fight. Like yeah. That takes a toll on
that. That right there was that you the first one. You're like that. You're not gonna ever be the same again, whether you're still good or not.
Fighting when he was 16. That
yeah. Be
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little too early.
I remember, like, he took enough in that round that a hometown ref in front of a hometown crowd stopped the fight with like 7 seconds left because he was getting beaten up so bad.
It was,
wanted
it was nasty.
Third round was bad.
Yep.
It's a tough way to live.
Fucking Condit has contract killer on his shorts. Gotta love the sponsors back in early 2000s.
The late-aught sponsors. And on the other side, he's got like, what is that, like Country Market or Cooking Market or something?
Well, they got the MMA overload on the back.
He was good enough, so he had to tap out too. So
I think Condit was one of the early tap out dudes. Oh,
pretty good jiu-jitsu right there from the top, anyway.
Look at that. He almost gets tired. Oh.
Oh.
Condit has, like, no kind of control, though. It's like he's got to.
He goes for shit, which is
he's got to go for shit, yep.
And now he's got the arm.
And that's why he's got to be one of your favorite fighters to watch.
It worked out for him back then. That's why
he was man. Awesome.
He doesn't. His submission over position all day long.
Every time.
It's just like shit, man.
Yeah.
What's it gonna take? Good,
as long as you don't have money on him.
He was then. Then he got later on. It was like, nah, just sit back here and do not a whole lot of nothing.
Still shitty he point fighted in that Diaz fight. That would have been an awesome brawl if it was.
Yeah.
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 It was this Condit versus that Diaz. But
the hate that Condit got for smart fighting a smart fight and winning that fight was crazy. Man.
Yeah, he got
everybody lost it on Jackson for being a boring ass fucking coach.
Yeah,
that's
when
it started.
That's when he was the sport runner. Yeah, let's say he's like
sport runner. Yeah. They blame Jackson. That's right. They blame Jackson for it. That's exactly
what
happened.
That's when they started calling him the fucking sport killer. Was after
that spot. Yes, I remember. Yes, it was all Jackson's fault. Nothing to do with Condit. All Jackson. It was his idea. His strategy.
Yeah.
A strategy
I actually saw a video earlier today where it was a Nick Diaz clip, and he was talking about his favorite fighters, and he was talking about Condit.
I saw that too. Oh, yeah, that was good. That
yeah,
props to Condit.
Wow,
I don't know when that was. When was that recorded? Was that like during that time?
No, it was recently because it was on Snoop's show.
That's his. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
One of his better show. I mean, he had like a couple pounds of dro sitting on the desk and shit. Like,
it looked like one of those giant cotton candy bags you get at the fair.
Yep, full of fucking buds. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
Mira's still just throwing that heat.
Yep.
I'm looking for trips.
Oh, judo. Oh, that's nice. That is fucking awesome. Oh, he almost had his back fully too.
Wild man Condit.
Look, going for XL. Yep. Look at him.
Just going for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
oh, man.
Oh, that's nice.
He's got a great find and everything.
That's pretty good. He's in good position.
I'm out now.
And he's like, nah, I'm going to let it go and throw some more elbows.
I don't. He's in full mount, though.
Oh.
Elbows.
That was nice. He, like, pushed up and then came through on the inside of the elbow.
Is that Neil Drysdale over there in
Neil Drysdale.
That's Condit's corner.
Neil Drysdale.
Yeah.
Is that Condit's corner?
Yeah, they're in the black shirts. He's got the black shorts on, I would think.
I think that's Miura's corner.
Yeah, see, it's Drysdale. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's talking to the Japanese guy, and the Japanese guy is talking to Miura.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Either that or those guys in New Mexico went galaxy brained and brought in a translator to listen to the other team's instructions.
A sexy punch. Come on, Todd.
That's Todd. That's a Todd special right there.
Come on, Todd. It doesn't look sexy.
Was WCW the one that Todd Harris called? Oh, fuck.
Nah, he did a lot of WECs. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was on there for a while.
But he didn't he didn't do MMA after WEC?
Yeah, he's doing he did the World Series of Fighting and PFL and all that shit.
Yeah, right. Who does he do World Series with?
I don't think he's on there anymore, but he was doing it. They replaced him with the fighter. What's his name? McConnell. Sean McConnell.
Oh, yeah.
Sean O'Connell.
He had like a radio show or something before that, didn't he?
Hillman, Eves Edwards, and I want to say Randy does it for him too now. Randy Couture before he had the heart attack and shit. Eves Edwards is really good, though. That guy's very underrated as a commentator.
I still have not watched. Oh.
Muir with some ground.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Just throwing bombs.
Dude, he landed the left and then caught it, landed the knee right behind it. Oh, my God.
Now he's getting elbowed again.
Yeah, he likes that. Reverse triangle?
Come on, Muir. He's not going to go for a topside triangle.
No, he's going for a
Muir if he's
doing anything. I mean, if anyone will, it's Conor.
Muir's always looking for the crazy sub, like, dude.
Better chance is going for a Kimura. Now he's got his back.
Did he drop him there, or was he just tired?
Maybe kind of.
I think he's tired. A little bit of each.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
nice. This is bad.
Is landing. That is nice.
Incredibly high mount.
You can do that when the guy is exhausted underneath you.
Oh, yeah. He just tried to buck him off.
Still trying.
Seriously, like you could just land those elbows like that a couple inches away and hit the point.
Oh,
those are nasty elbows.
He's turning over. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's turning over.
Everybody wants blood. Rosenthal wants
the
blood.
And the fight. It's over.
He's bleeding.
He's going to make a four count.
Man, he is a tough son of a bitch, that's for sure.
He's bleeding now.
Jesus, yeah. He.
Look out. Look at him push his head down. That was nice.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought he had it.
Man, that dude's tough.
That's more of a jaw.
Yes. Went from getting beat up in the first half of the round to landing nasty shit and then getting beat up again at the end of the round.
Man.
Should have stopped the fight, honestly.
Now he looks like he went through a
cheeseburger. There's no reason for this fight to even go to a fourth round.
I don't know. Muir keeps coming back and doing shit to him.
Condit's not, he's taking some damage, that's for sure. Yeah, this is him getting smashed on the ground. Holy shit. Those are good short punches.
Oh, yeah.
Condit had a...
That right there, that right there was crazy.
Right knee, left hook, all at the same time.
That was fucking wild.
Nasty short elbow on the ground there.
The right elbow, yeah.
Isn't that dude in Condon's corner the one that just left? He's a cut man now, right?
What?
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I know that was like Tom and Irene Vaughn or something like that.
Well, no, it wasn't one of them. It was a different guy in Condon's corner. Oh, okay. Another one of his corner men. I'm pretty sure he's a UFC cut man now.
Well, it's quite possible he was just working as like the Nevada.
Might have been. He had their shirts and shit on though.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Oh,
what did you say for stopping it, Jay?
Don't worry.
Oh,
and trips his ass and smashes him on the ground. So Mura just blows his wad like 30 seconds. He just goes for it.
Well, he's got no choice. Now he's gonna get toasted. It's gonna be over.
Oh.
Yep.
Condon can take it, man. That guy had a unreal.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, he's fine. No big deal.
Man.
Oh, jeez. For a fight that's been going for 16 minutes now, this has had like one segment where there was 30 seconds and nothing
happened. Yeah, he just swept him. Yeah. He just swept him. This is back and forth fight. Holy shit. Yeah, that's a wild fight.
Condit looks a little tired now.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking a little later throwing that head kick and around even. Condit just doesn't give a fuck. Oh, I'll go for a knee bar. I'll probably eat a bunch, but whatever.
Oh.
Get him, Rosenthal. He's grabbing the fucking cage, dog.
Oh, nice.
I mean, Condit just like gives up the position so easily.
He's exhausted, man.
Yeah. That never got any better, dude.
Ooh, Rosenthal's threatening to stand him up.
Yeah, he got better at everything else but that.
Yeah, that's true. Never got better at that.
Oh, shit.
And he was already pretty damn good at everything else.
Rosenthal, what are you doing here?
Mira is.
I'm sorry. He should be. I'm sorry, that's wrong. There's no reason to stand them up there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. They're slipping on the logo, and they're still just throwing heaters, man. Elbows, knees.
Why is he standing them up there? Terrible from Rosenthal.
Mira is donezo, tired as fuck.
Yeah. That
was instant. It's over now.
Now it's full mount. Elbow city. There's one.
2 minutes left.
He's looking for
it. He's got nothing in the tank.
No. He's not bucking this.
That's why he's shifted to the side position.
Looks like he's sitting at dinner crossing his legs.
Reading the paper. They're both fucking exhausted.
Maybe Condit's tired enough that he won't do anything.
That's the only thing saving Mura right now is Condit is gassed as fuck too.
Oh!
The old chest
smash. He just smashed the head down? Yeah, I like it.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, he went for it. Oh.
What is he doing?
Oh, man, this is incredible.
Dude, this cat is not giving up. Man, holy shit. 24
seconds anyway. Oh, my God. He's landing some good ground pound.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And now he's spent again.
Like he landed a couple good shots in the middle there, but I think Condit was weathering most of that.
Oh yeah, he landed a couple good short ones. That was nuts. Man, just when you think he's done.
Yep, Mira's like, I got this next 10 seconds in me to get me to the end of the round.
Just muscle out and throw bombs for 10 seconds, and then hopefully somebody falls down.
What is he doing?
Woo, man.
Swinging a miss, and then he throws a
weird
elbow.
That was a weird elbow.
That was a knee.
Or knee, sorry, yeah.
Dude, goddamn.
It didn't even look like it hurt. It was like very soft. It was maybe just an angle. Just caught him off.
Did he really stop it?
He stopped it there? What are we doing here?
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
After not stopping it earlier, but stopping it there, fair. I don't think that's
a weird time to stop it.
That was like a 12 out of 10 fight.
He even still had his hand up blocking.
Bad reffing.
Yeah, that was.
Rosenthal, what are you doing there?
Stop it.
Yeah, that wasn't great, man.
Like, he could have just stopped it after the knee. Watch this, just whiff on this right, and he's done.
Oh.
Like, that was a weird knee. He kind of hopped.
I think he went down. Listen. And then he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to chill here.
I mean, yeah. He had a leg grabbed in. I think he was moving.
He was going to get to the end of the round, but he wasn't all that upset that he didn't.
He rolled.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah.
He was
tough. Yeah, it should have been stopped at the end of the last round, but.
Oh,
a shirt.
You know what Josh whispered to him right there?
That is a heck of a shirt.
Was he telling him? To shout out his sponsors and comments like, I just took too much brain damage. I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Jesus. That was a wild fight.
As far as hideous MMA shirts go, one's not bad because at least there's like something to it.
It has the movie thing going. Yeah, it's something. Yeah. You'll get some like mainstream. Okay.
Man.
That was a lot going on in that shirt, though.
That was a good main card, man. They threw in two great prelim fights, finishes.
That was going to happen.
Hey, you guys trusted me to pick a good WEC card. I picked a good WEC card.
There we go.
So we need to maybe put out a poll again and try to get a pride in here, dude. I want to try to find a shorter pride show, or maybe
start our way through.
Is there any way you can cut them down, Sean?
I mean, I could cut them down for us.
Yeah,
we can just start it.
We can just start it, whatever, with like five.
Yeah, it's better to pick a time because then if people want to throw it on.
We can just,
as long as we can find like five straight fights with pretty good finishes or whatever.
It's hard to get one of those.
I know.
It's hard to find a pride card that's not like 3.5 hours long or something like that.
Yeah, if we just start like with five fights left, it'll be fine.
But on some of those pride cards, they show like legit fights, like second fight in and shit, you know?
Especially if it's one of the tournament cards.
Yeah. Tournament cards, then we're kind of fucked. I'm sure we can find one.
Go back to UFC or I'm even down for another WC card. We got a couple more of those pretty good.
That one wasn't bad.
Yeah, should watch the UFC on Fox card with Paul Harris versus Belcher. One of my favorite fights.
We got some. There's some good ones to go through. I think we're gonna have some time to.
Well, we got a.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time still.
Of I don't know what 4 weeks.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Remember, if it was day night, there'd be an event on Saturday. Natasha Palace.
Whenever Dana and Vince get in that room and hammer out the deal to open the economy back up again.
Yeah. Is that before or after Vince lets go of half his roster?
Well, I mean, they
for all that money he gave to the Florida government.
So yeah.
That was his wife. That's not him.
And how Linda donated $1.5 million to a Trump campaign PAC, you know, the day
that it was Vince, $18 million they donated to Florida. 16.
No, Linda McMahon donated $1.5 million to a PAC for the Trump campaign too. The day Vince came out and said, we're going to continue doing shows at our Apex Center.
18 and a half, Wes.
To the PAC? I thought it was $1.5 million.
Different thing. This is not related to Florida. Wes is going on the Trump thing. It's the Florida thing that Nushon's referencing.
The day Vince McMahon
gave $16 million to something in Florida.
No, there's another one. Look it up. That Linda McMahon herself donated $1.5 million to a super PAC that's tied to the Trump campaign. Like right in there.
They want Trump to be in office. We get it. But the $16 million is specifically related to Florida.
That is too. They just did an article on it. The fucking New York Times just ran a whole expose on the whole fucking thing. That was part of it too. They're donating $16 million and $1.5 million to one of his super PACs.
Yeah, and then just let go of like 15 of their wrestlers.
It's greasy as hell, dude. It is but
you know what Vinny Mack's doing right now? You know what he's doing?
When
the coronavirus goes into next year and cuts into WrestleMania time,
he's
still got a venue available.
And the seat.
He's have a Trump property that he can use.
Mar-a-Lago. Hey, WrestleMania on the line in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Fight Island.
Well, that's they're so the UFC are saying maybe in the Vegas at their performance center, but the way DeSantis did Florida, he made them all essential. So the UFC
might be in Florida.
Yeah,
any combat sport can be there, basically.
Yeah, the UFC can run events with no spectators in Florida right now. If they want to go do it, they can do it down in Florida.
Theoretically, why would you want to use the Florida venue when you already have your own venue that costs you no money?
Because Nevada hasn't opened it up yet.
That's the only reason. Athletic Commission won't allow it, right?
There's shit shut down to where the Florida, you can do it there because DeSantis is a fucking moron, dude. A moron.
I've heard him on TV. He's not the brightest at all.
I mean, he was pretty much handpicked by Trump and Rick Scott, the old governor that became the senator of Florida. They kind of handpicked DeSantis. He was the congressman down there and was pretty much a Trump lackey.
Wasn't he the guy who said that no one under 25 or under 30 died from the coronavirus?
Yeah, nobody
in Florida. Oh, sorry.
That was this week.
He didn't know what asymptomatic.
That was this week.
No, that was the Georgia governor, different guy.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That was the Florida guy, too.
The Georgia guy learned that in the past 24 hours, the disease can be transmitted. He's that guy.
Hey, the Georgia governor did come out like, I'm shutting the state down because just today I found out that this shit can be spread. What?
Well, how is one person getting it? How is anyone getting it? What do you think?
What the fuck?
I think I'm more willing to think this one actually happens definitely compared to 249 last time. I think it's definitely
there's
possible.
A much higher chance because
because at least they've got time to work out a deal with somebody. Yeah. And
I mean, they're idiots. Yeah. Why would they go to California when California was already in lockdown? Like, I don't know why they were trying to go there.
I didn't understand that. I thought they're going to do it on an Indian reservation in Oklahoma.
I know, but there's going to be some shit.
Yeah, but they could have went to Oklahoma and did it. Go to Windstar or go to the Navajo Nation or something.
Don't you think, though, that card goes off if Dana isn't in the media every other day talking about how badass he is and how he's going to hold this card, and then it leaks out where the place is and the government gets involved? Like, I'm pretty sure that card happens if he would have just shut his mouth.
There's about a 50% of it's like, I want to get business going. And the other 50% of it is like, this might be like, there's always something with him where he's like, if I just keep talking, like it's good for UFC because like people are like hearing our name.
He is a
always part of it.
He's a total narcissist like his homeboy. Yeah. I just put it back.
He learned from Vince and he learned from Bob Arum. Like these are the guys. They're all the same. They're all the same. Goodell, they're all the fucking same.
I mean, I'm with Sean though. I think there's a pretty good chance that this one goes down.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it all plays out going forward, man.
It doesn't go down the way it looks like it's people are putting on paper. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things to work here, man. I'm just not sure that, hey, how do we know what shit looks like in Florida in a month? Like, seriously, or in Vegas, how do we know? Like,
you don't.
I think Florida's going to be worse in a month.
In a month, Florida's going to look like New York. I'm telling you, in a month, Florida's going to look like New York. And there's no fucking way.
Send me a clip of that later. Okay.
And there's so many old people that there's going to be a lot.
There's going to be deaths everywhere. There's no way they run a sporting event in Florida in a month. I don't see it. The Apex Center is legit, though. I could really see that.
Their venue. It's like the WWE doing their event at their like.
They're getting Corona now too, which is
They
got workers coming down with it. So does the government step in and be like, look, the WWE's having problems. Y'all can't do that shit, you know. We'll see. A month's a long time.
That is a long time.
Especially if they start relaxing some of the restrictions in some of those states like Florida, and then who knows if there's going to be a relapse.
How it's going to happen, it's going to go like this. Donnie doing his whole thing saying, I have absolute power. And then people's like, no, you don't. The Constitution says, you know, conservatives used to believe in states' rights. That is in the Constitution. So, no, what's going to happen is he's going to open shit back up, and Republican governors of states are going to open their states back up. They're going to open the restaurants back up. They're going to have flare-ups. Democratic governors are not going to open their shit back up, and they're going to keep their cases down. And that's how the country's going to be for a little bit.
There should be some states that allow, like, something. Like, if you're a Hawaii, like, I mean, you know, you have five cases yesterday. Like, there's no – That's a different animal. It's an island that's so far away, man. Just don't allow other people to come in.
Those numbers are shit, though. We don't have.
I guess. Yeah, you really don't know.
Does Alaska have anything, Jay?
What's up?
A couple.
Does Alaska have any?
Yeah, they have. Every state has had a death. All 50 states have had a death.
Wyoming just had their. I think was the last state to have.
I mean, look at the. Look at the Smithfield plant in North Dakota.
I know, it's a bad situation. Alaska had 293 cases overall, had 8 yesterday.
North Dakota, none of that area had big outbreaks. They're up to 550 positive cases in that Smithfield plant in North Dakota and Sioux Falls, which is their biggest fucking city in the state. The governor refuses to shut the state down.
The mayor's thinking of something else.
And that's a Republican mayor. That's a Republican mayor begging the Republican governor to shut the state down, and she refuses to do it. She's using her resources to do trials on that fucking made-up drug that Trump said is going to cure everybody. That's what they're using their resources for.
Vegas a Republican state?
I don't remember.
It's really split. I believe they have a Republican governor right now, though. It's all to the governors, man. It's up to governors right now. But how do we know how it looks like in a month? Like that area, the plains area out there, South Dakota, North Dakota, and all them, they barely had any cases a week ago. Now you got an outbreak like that in fucking a plant, then they're just going to spread it everywhere. That shit's going everywhere out there. There's
whatever. It's like, 550 cases that are connected to that factory that produces 5% of the country's pork And then there's another factory, I think, in Iowa where they have like 150 cases, which is also a pork processing plant. The irony.
And Nevada governor is Democratic, by the way, so we might not have fights.
Yeah, see, that's the main thing is.
It's going to come down to money. There's got to be a lot of pressure in Nevada to open things. I mean, because of the tourism is such a huge piece of that economy. Florida, Nevada, those two states in particular, Hawaii, I imagine, like those three, like it's such a huge piece of their business. There's so much other pressures.
Nevada governor should just figure something out where everybody gets the money. Like, stay home. Like, don't worry about it being a federal thing.
The economy's the economy, but if your fucking workforce is dying all over the place because you rush them back, what do you think the economy's going to look like after that? You know, I mean,
they care about that. They only care about what's his name, Johnny Chan, coming from Macau and playing $50,000 baccarat.
I mean, look, when
you know why they don't care is because they're going to make a shitload of money from it.
They are. I get it. Like, people keep saying about sports and shit, and I'm telling you, man, there is not going to be sports. Like, they're talking about college football, and like the sports people said today on the call with Pence, if you're not going to allow students back in a crowd, it ain't the audience. If it's not safe for students, how can you ever justify the fact that these athletes should come back and entertain you for money?
Athletes that aren't paid.
That's out the window. That right then and there goes completely out the window.
Why are you going to play if you don't have school, you don't have a scholarship?
Oh, yeah, the lawsuit from the kids to the NCAA. Oh,
it would only be because it's too big. That would be the only
reason. They have lawsuits for monetary shit, and then they have lawsuits for their fucking health that y'all forced them back. There is no way they're playing college football. Y'all can give that shit up. It is not happening.
Professional sports.
About a week ago, I was like, there's no way it's going to be done by then, but – the more you hear, they're pushing even longer for these potential sporting events. I mean, I think Germany banned, and they seem to be at the forefront of this until August 31st. All large gatherings. So, and we're farther behind on the curve than they are, as are most countries around the globe. So,
and it's not the curve, it's the testing. Germany has massive testing. They are testing everybody. The only way anything gets back to any kind of semblance is if you can test everybody. Like, they're talking like the NBA.
The U.S. tested over 3 million people, but the problem is that how many people have they tested more than once? How many people? How many health workers have been tested like 4 times already? People have actually really been tested? Tested once negative doesn't mean you're going to be positive in a week. I mean, it's whatever.
And what's 3 million tests to 350 million people?
Yeah, it's 1%. Like,
it means absolutely nothing. And they're talking about NBA guys literally living in a hotel.
Oh, that was the baseball thing. The baseball thing's even dumber. Oh, the first idea. Let's play the, let's do the games in Arizona, all in the minor league baseball teams. Then the second idea, let's do the games in Japan. Well, the U.S. baseball teams will play in the morning, which is whatever, prime time in the United States. And then have the Japanese teams play at the same artificial dome stadiums. And I said, this is a dumb idea.
And they're acting like all these guys are just going to be like, cool, tell me what to do.
Yeah, all these guys have unions, so they're not going to fucking...
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way these guys are like, you're going to spend $5 in Japan or whatever. No one wants to do that.
They're not doing this shit. Like, they think that, like, they're going to, they'll start the NBA. They were staying in the NBA too. They'll keep them in hotels and they'll keep them away from everybody and they'll test them every damn shit. You think all these NBA guys want to play ball so fucking bad that they're going to show them, like, hey, fuck it. Keep me in a hotel room and let me just play ball and test me every. They ain't doing that shit. They're worth millions of dollars, dude.
I just don't know how the TV rights work and if they can still get paid and, you know, that whole game.
I don't know how contracts are even going to go in this shit, man. I'm not sure you write in a worldwide pandemic into a contract. I don't really know how it's going to work.
Insurance, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably definitely insurance for godlike things. Sports are fucking done, people. I think we're going to have some shit like maybe golf. I could see golf. I could even see NASCAR. I could see racing happening with no fans because that's TV shit.
I mean,
Warzone, baby. But, dude, to think that there's going to be.
But there's a huge economic hit by not having, without ticket revenue.
What's
merchandise, ticket revenue, concessions? I mean, so how can you even pay the athletes? You know what I mean? Like, how everything gets affected. So, there's a lot, like, especially like, say, soccer, where there's so many teams and divisions, like those third division teams that can't do ticket revenue, like, there's no team. There's no,
they're struggling to survive already.
Yeah, exactly.
Other countries is a kind of a different thing than us, though. Like, and it should show you how badly we are botching testing.
There's a lot of countries that botch a lot of things. I mean,
but well, let's talk about present time to where Germany is talking about getting back to having soccer in a month because they can test everybody. They can test all their players every day and see who has it. We ain't even close to that. We can't do nothing like that here.
Germany's also this big.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. But that's a place that can have sports start back up. Yeah. We're nowhere near it. We're not having sports anytime soon. People keep thinking this crazy shit. Y'all can listen to Clay Travis and have him fill your mind with some of the craziest bullshit.
I blocked him. I never block anybody, but I blocked him.
This shit's fucking real, man. And as a country, we're not fucking doing this well at all. We are not doing good here. I don't care if you're fucking on the train or not. We're not doing good here, man. You can agree with everything else that Trump and Republicans do. That's fine. I'm not here to argue that. Everybody, it teach their own. They ain't doing this good, man. We're not doing this well at all. We don't have testing.
Gain listeners or lose listeners from this news?
Hey, Jay, all right, you've been doing numbers.
Did I die?
Yeah. What do you think really like gets shit back going? It's fucking testing, right? You got to be able to test.
I think it's continued mitigation in areas where they really.
But how do you know you're mitigating anything if you're not testing?
It's all testing.
It's pretty theoretical that if you don't have society, then you can't transmit a virus, right? Like at least at the same significance.
But I mean, getting
like there's no way I could have gotten this virus because I haven't left my house in over 2 weeks. So
I mean,
how
like,
could I have gotten it in the last 2 weeks? Like unless it just travels the air, and then what's the point of the mitigation to begin with?
I mean, more like, let's talk about how they're talking in 2 weeks or so, getting people back to work and restaurants and shit opening back up.
We'll see about that in the next.
The only way you can open up pockets of the country and shit like that is to know who has it and who are done with it and shit. That is testing. We don't have it here.
What I really think they're doing is they're just saying 2 weeks.
They don't
now,
even want to know.
And then they'll just push it, and who cares? They're just
okay, these areas
we're going to do it
with, and then these areas. It's going to happen. There's no way where I live, they're going to be doing anything until like June 1st.
You're not because you have a good governor. Alabama, that's a different story. Georgia, that's a different story. Fucking South Dakota, that's a different story. They are good. South Dakota ain't never closed. They're still open. Their restaurants and bars and shit are still open. That's like, if you have a good governor, like, literally, I am fucking lucky as fuck my previous governor lost in a red state, the Republican lost, because we would be fucked here if we still had that dude. Straight up, we would be fucked. We have a good governor that did the things that needed to be done.
You could say we have a good governor, but we also, in this area, have more cases than everybody else, like 10 times over.
Yeah, so. But you're in a hot spot.
I mean, as far as all the good things that they can say, and we could say they're great leaders, like that. Maybe they were too late to act.
You could have had any governor. Y'all were going to have it bad, man. Y'all were going to get it. Y'all were going to get it bad, dude.
I imagine that was part of it.
New Jersey, right there by New York, it was going to be bad, man. You're a big populous state, man.
The most densely populated state in the country.
I mean, there's good Republican governors. The governor of Maryland is a Republican, and literally the governor of Ohio is a Trump. He's a Trump backer and has shut his state down and done a very fight. He's done one of the best jobs in the entire country, and he's a Trump backer. I mean, he's all for every policy that they. It's not really. I don't think it's a Republican and Democrat. I don't think it's politics.
Yeah, it's common sense. It's concern for health.
It's common
concern
sense.
For health, and some people are just more concerned than others.
No, even if you're not concerned about people's health, taking the right steps to protect people's health protects everything else that you
it
want to have.
The economy. It protects the economy. You can't have all your workers come back and get sick and not be able to work. That fucking runs the economy.
The biggest disaster, and it would be the biggest, is if they restart some things, then have to basically go about this whole process again. And it would be the worst, like literally worse than almost
2 weeks from now, Jay. How bad do you think it is 4 weeks from now if shit goes back in 2 weeks?
I don't want to think about it.
It's bad. Yeah, it's really fucking bad, dude.
That would be the worst thing. So I'd rather do this longer than try that. I mean, but that's me though. And I don't have a say. So
I'm with you, dog.
But you should.
I'm with you, man.
Oh, okay. I should have ran for Congress.
On the plus side, we have lots of fights to watch. Old fights.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We can quit talking about.
I'm going to be watching a bunch more WEC tonight because I'm.
Look, it got great
with Dan Tom this weekend.
I should rewatch Warrior.
What are y'all doing, Bray?
Top 5 WEC fights.
Wow. That's going to be good.
What is that?
Shout out to our boy Dan Tom. I like that cat.
Dan.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That dude does great good work, stuff. Man. Yep. I like that cat's work. Man, one of the few.
He knows his shit, too.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the few guys. There's so many dudes that just...
It's changed over time, though. Maybe for the worst, maybe for the best.
Hey, you could pay $1 a day. Watch dudes jerk each other off.
Yeah, we've
DraftKings winnings and
having 100 lineups on the same thing and
dollar a day, baby. We got prime radio for you.
I think that's a good way to end the show.
Yeah.
Hey, in their defense, they got out in front of this thing just by a couple months.
They were actually geniuses. Right?
They're planning ahead, right? Long-term planning.
I think that's a good place to end it.
We'll figure out what we're going to watch next week, whether it's Pride.
Or send us some suggestions, folks. Pride stuff if you can.
If not, we're going to choose for you, and that's okay, too.
Don't mind that either.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be back doing this type of show next week. I think everybody, we got a lot of positive feedback from listeners saying they like it. And we've had a fun time doing it, too. So we'll try to keep doing these moving forward until we have some new content. Yeah. Until then, it's not a Habib, but it's something. He's looking you all.